Mitt Romney shook some hands, grabbed a donut, and greeted the crowd of about 60 Republicans who gathered to celebrate the opening of his new campaign headquarters overlooking the Hillsborough River. The presidential candidate wasted no time in lashing out against Barack Obama.
I watch Washington right now, and it breaks my heart because the people there don't understand how America works. Obama is not working, and he has disappointed the American people. And this morning, very bad news. Did you see the numbers that came out on job growth?
Yeah.
Look, there is zero faith in Barack Obama because he's created zero jobs last month.
Yeah.
Romney went on to preview the central focus of his presidential campaign, his job plan for the country, and how he says it would provide a stark contrast to President Obama's.
My plan is not a stimulus. It's not throwing a little gasoline in a fire and hoping to get things ignited. No, my plan radically restructures the American economy to do what it's done in the past, lead the world, create jobs, drive rising incomes, and make sure that America remains the strong nation that can defend ourselves and provide a future of promise and prosperity for our kids. I will do it with your help. Thanks, you guys.
Among those who came to wish Romney luck was Hillsborough County Commissioner and congressional candidate Mark Sharp.
This is so wonderful. Tampa, man, that's like we're at the front door of the I-4 corridor. We're it. You know, you go through the I-4 corridor through Tampa. Great spot to be. Very smart. It's just reflective of the governor. Very smart man.
Commissioner Sharp, who recently announced he will be running for the seat held by Kathy Castor in the U.S. Congress, says one thing he appreciates about Romney is his adult-style leadership.
Yeah, I just think the perspective from the business community is just that we lack adult leadership. Mature, seasoned, directed leadership. And that's what we desperately need. And that's, I think, all Americans, irrespective of party affiliation, are looking for strong, seasoned, mature leadership. And that kind of is like the adult.
Romney's presidential candidacy has had a mixed reception from some more conservative members of the Republican Party who feel that Romney is too moderate. Tampa Republican and former city council candidate Stanley Gloster dismissed these concerns.
The Tea Party does not control what goes on the Republican Party. They're going to get on Mitt Romney because of what happened in Massachusetts about the health care, but he was not by himself. His Congress of Massachusetts passed it as well. You know, and the Tea Party does not control what happened to the Republican Party. They do not speak for the rest of us.
Also in town to welcome Mitt Romney was Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Governor Romney's a friend, and we're just thrilled that he's here in Tampa today with us.
Last month, Mitt Romney caused a bit of a stir at the Iowa State Fair when he made a comment that corporations are people too. WMNF asked Pam Bondi what she thought of that remark.
Do I think corporations are people?
Yeah.
Well, as Attorney General, I'm not going to comment on that. Thank you.
However, Tampa attorney and Romney supporter Hunter Chamberlain defended Romney's stance on corporate personhood.
Corporations employ people. Corporations give people health care. Corporations give people jobs. Corporations give people educations. And it's very easy to sort of cast corporations off as these monolithic entities without a soul, but that's not the case at all. And I think people like Obama do themselves and do the country a disservice when they castigate corporations like that, because it undermines the role that they play, the important role that they play in our economy.
But Emily Gosh, a community activist who stopped to hear Romney speak after jogging by the event, doesn't necessarily agree.
Especially right now with the economy and the current economic climate, we need to really think about everyday people and job creation and economic growth and not really necessarily be thinking about the big corporations.
Mitt Romney is set to formally unveil his plan to create jobs as president next Tuesday in Nevada, the state with the worst unemployment rate and highest foreclosure rate in the country. President Obama will present his plan to Congress 2 days later on Thursday. For WMNF News, this is Kelly Benjamin.